There's a new HBO documentary called Street Gang, How We Got to Sesame Street. It sheds light on the creation of a show that transformed children's television. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has this review.
One of the biggest lessons from Street Gang, How We Got to Sesame Street, is that the creation of one of the most beloved kids shows in TV history was kind of a political act.
There is no question that the people who control the system read, and the people who make it in the system read.
That's Joan Gantz Cooney, who became the first executive director of the Children's Television Workshop, the nonprofit entity that created Sesame Street. But in the mid-1960s, Cooney was a TV producer. She connected with a psychologist named Lloyd Morissette over a then-revolutionary idea that TV could improve the lives of young, low-income kids, especially non-white, inner-city kids, by helping prepare them for school. Morissette explains.
We found that those children would enter school 3 months behind, and by the end of first grade, be a year behind. I wondered whether television could be used to help children with school.
Sunny day, sleeping up, clouds away.
Inspired by a 2008 book called Street Gang by Michael Davis, Street Gang, the documentary, tells the story of how Cooney and Morissette, who co-founded the Children's Television Workshop, got together with director, writer, executive producer John Stone in 1969 to create Sesame Street. The film credits Stone with bringing in a puppeteer who'd been making cheeky commercials and late-night TV appearances by the name of Jim Henson. Henson, playing Kermit the Frog in a video, even suggested the program's name.
Why don't you call your show Sesame Street? What was that? You know, like Open Sesame? It kind of gives the idea of a street where neat stuff happens. Why, you're a genius! Mwah! Yuck! Sesame Street!
Street Gang shows how, back then, it was revolutionary for the show's producers to test the material in front of kids to see what they liked, to bring educators, producers, and researchers together to create TV that didn't talk down to children. For folks of a certain age, okay, me, watching Street Gang is like a gateway to your childhood. Growing up in Gary, Indiana, a black child with a single mom, I was the show's target audience. The front steps of our first apartment looked like the front steps to Gordon and Susan's apartment on the show. Street Gang features so many great Sesame Street moments, from Stevie Wonder,
Sesame Street,
ABC,
Sesame Street,
to the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
But I just want you to repeat after me. I am.
I am.
Somebody.
Somebody.
I am.
I am.
And bloopers with Muppets like Big Bird.
Wonder if I got any mail yet today. Oh, there's something. Where the hell did it go?
There are tough stories, too, like the moment the original actor who played Gordon, a proud black man named Matt Robinson, quit the show not long after African-American parents complained about the slang speech of a black Muppet he helped create named Roosevelt Franklin. Or the decision to portray the death of the character Mr. Hooper when the actor who played him, Will Lee, died in 1982, and the death of Henson in 1990. Mostly, Street Gang shows how an unlikely family of producers, researchers, and performers bonded over a mission of educating and entertaining children that's endured for more than 50 years. I'm Eric Deggans.